it's Paul Spieder, and welcome to another amazing episode of the Life Finder Show, where we help you work less, make more, and live the true vision life that you wanted to live here. And I'm on this particular episode, I'm the only one that's recording this. Virgil's not here. So again, I get to take over this particular podcast. And what I wanted to discuss with you guys today are some pretty important topics that are kind of dear to my heart. As you may know, I am an immigrant. I came to the United States when I was 14 years old. If my accent didn't give away, then I don't know. But I came from Poland, came when I was 14, didn't speak any English. So I have a different perspective to a lot of people, how they are viewing life with the successes and things like that. And a lot of it actually aligns with what we were teaching here in Life Finder. So I wanted to share with you the top three ones that were huge for me to be able to learn. Because as you come in here as an immigrant, or even like if you've been born here, I think that is somewhat universal, that helps people, actually stops people from living that true life that they really want to deserve. So I will tell you this. When I first came here, I had a vision of the life that is kind of like, you know, beautiful trees, palm trees. By the way, when I was coming here on the plane, I was thinking, you know, palm trees. You know, I'm going to live in next to the palm trees, beautiful cars, sports cars, right? Skyscrapers, beautiful skies, sunny skies, and all that kind of stuff. And then I land on Detroit. So imagine my surprise when I didn't see the palm trees, when I see those beautiful skies 24/7 and, you know, winter months and things like that, which was mostly like where I'm from in Poland. So I was a little bit of a culture shocked when I came here. Now, so what are the three biggest myths that I see a lot of times happening? Well, first one, I will tell you this, is this. We have to do it alone. I think there is a strong belief that of the independence belief that I have to do it myself. If I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it right. And those kinds of conversations that people are experiencing in their life, this view of, you know, especially in the entrepreneurial world, when we do these events around the country, we see this a lot happening where people are entrepreneurs and they're a one-man show and they're going to be doing it right. They're going to do it, you know, all of it. What ends up happening is a big trap because what ends up happening, you end up doing everything and anything. And with that, the squirrels come into play. And all kinds of distractions because you got to do the website, you got to do the lead generation, you got to talk to people, you got to go on this, you know, trip to this conference to talk to, you know, get yourself out there. You got to go and put this marketing piece together. You got to go and design the behind the scenes things that what happens when the clients come in. So now you're jumping all over the place from one thing to another and you got to do it alone. And you know, I remember watching my uncle back in Poland build his entire house by himself. And he literally built it from the foundation all the way up to the roof. He even built the furniture. I sit in the workshop next to him. So if you had some kind of an influence growing up, I want you to consider if you have this belief and whether or not it is actually holding you back to be able to grow the business. Because in today's world, think about it this way. You will not be able to outperform teams when they're growing other businesses. So if you go with the thinking that I have to do it myself, guess what? You're going to be left behind very quickly, especially with the invention of AI and everything's going on out there. So what ends up happening that you need to shift? Well, it's not about how. Because this is one of the thinkings that I had. It's about the how. Because then the how has me go looking from the perspective, okay, what do I need to do? How do I need to do it? Where do I need to find a strategy? Those kinds of things. And, you know, whether it's this business idea, that business idea. And by the way, the how ends up creating a whole bunch of different business ideas and business, different businesses that you end up going into. Sound familiar? You might be sitting here listening to this podcast and you have 2, 3, 4 businesses going on or business ideas going on in your business. So that starts the how, starts to create all kinds of distractions. It's about the who. Who do I need to connect with? Who do I need to go and put in my business in different places in my business that will help me grow this business? And in a way that I go into my lane where my strengths are being productive and used the most efficient way. And then I put somebody else in that role that they're strong in. So they're working on my weaknesses as not, you know, me working on my own weaknesses. Now, it's going to take a little while for you to get there, probably. But what ends up happening when you start thinking from that perspective, you start talking to different people, you start, you know, joining, whether it's a VA, it's hiring VA or whatever it might be, to help you grow the business. Because doing it by yourself is not the smartest way. Guess how I know this? When I first came in to, you know, country and I started my own business, I was doing everything myself. And I felt like I was going 150 miles an hour and not much was getting done. Today, I have a team behind me that helps me go and create different things. In fact, right now, as I'm recording this episode to you, my team is working on different things that's helping me. And that makes such a huge, tremendous difference. So hopefully, I rock this one out for you to see what are the beliefs that you have that are driving this thing, and then shifting that belief into it's not about the how, it's about the who, it's about the team or whatever it might be. All right, so that's the first one. Second one I want to share with you is this. And this is another big one that played a major role for me, was that when it comes to growing the business, it's not about hard work, it's about the smart work. So I see this a lot when we were doing the Life on Air events around the country, and we have people coming in and they're working 80, 90, 100 hours a week. And the idea is that if I work hard enough, and I'm going to be successful. And what ends up happening a lot of times when I start having conversations with people, so let's say if you're a baker, for an example, right? And you are baking for someone else and you don't want to bake for them anymore. You want to start your own company, and you start your own company as a baking, you know, company, right? You're a baker now. What do you typically tend to do as a baker? You tend to go and start doing the same thing that you are known for, that you really love, that you enjoy, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And you start baking, you start putting things together in the business, you start working 80, 100, 90 hours a week, getting this baking business going. And what ends up happening pretty soon, sooner or later, you burn out. And when you burn out, guess what? A whole bunch of crashing happens. So the point I'm making with this, it's not about working hard. You can work hard to a point and you're going to be successful to a point, but there will be a time where either you're going to burn out, or there'll be a time when things are going to, you know, somebody else, competition is going to outperform you, similar to the first myth, and you're not going to be able to be successful. So it's about working smart. What does that mean, working smart? Well, I think what that means is that you got to look at, you know, what's the processes? What's the systems that I need to put in here that will help me maybe automate certain things, delegate certain things, right? What are some of the things that I need to eliminate from my plate? I will tell you this, much of the success comes from eliminating stuff, cutting that stuff out of your life, as opposed to adding to it. And the working hard methodology tends to bring more stuff on your plate, tends to bring more plates into your life. So the thing is, it's about working smart and working hard. I'll give you an example from my own personal life. So like I mentioned in the first myth, I used to do everything myself, and I would go and research it, and I would read books about it, and I would do all kinds of different things. I would get quote unquote smarter, which by the way, that takes time, right? When you're reading a book, guess what? Opportunity cost comes in. You can't do something else, right? So now I'm taking up time to do this, and I'm not staying in my lane because I've got this squirrel, that squirrel, that squirrel, that squirrel, and all kinds of different squirrels in my life, distractions, right? And what ends up happening, I feel like I am working a lot of hours. At the end of the day, I feel like I'm exhausted, which one of the reasons is because I was not working in my quote-unquote genius zone, in my, you know, strength zone. I was working in the stuff that I hated doing, and that was draining me and things like that. So now I'm tired and exhausted. And at the same time, at the end of the day, I felt like I didn't accomplish much. So when I started getting the coaching and having a coach for myself, and we started having conversations and looking from what are the aspects of my business that I can start offloading, maybe even it's a little thing. You know, a lot of my students, when we have conversations with them, one of the first things that we have them go and offload is bookkeeping. because most of them shouldn't be doing bookkeeping themselves. So what are some of the things that you can start offloading that will help you work smart, not work hard? And I will tell you this, that belief, again, was huge for me, that shift, because guess where I learned it? I learned it when I was a kid. I saw my aunt and my uncle working hard till the cows came home, kind of a thing. And guess what? They lived in the same house. They did the same thing. They never went on any vacations. It was always basically the same kind of a thing. And they worked hard. And not because they weren't, you know, really smart people, because they were, but it's that belief that keeps us, I think, a lot of times stuck in that. So work smart, not hard. And I want you to consider things about, like, take a list, write down everything that you have going on in the business, right? All the, like a brain dump. And start looking from the perspective of, you know, what are some of the things that I can start offloading? What are some of the things that I can start working smart, not hard? Maybe things somebody else could take over. Whatever it might be, maybe even in your own life. Because sometimes freeing up certain things in your own life outside of your business can actually still help you focus more in your business. So maybe you are doing something, you know, like laundry, right? Or cleaning your house or whatever it might be that you may have someone else take over to be able to not focus all of your attention on all those different things. Social media, right? That's another one. Am I working smart or am I working hard? Meaning, how am I utilizing that particular avenue, the social media? AI, now it's coming into big play. There are so many of those language models that are coming in, ChatGPTs and Googles and all those different things that supposedly will help you to work smart, but are you working smart or are you just getting distracted a lot more? So then needs to be able to focus on certain things. And so, for instance, if you're going to use AI, there is, you know, 100 different websites out there that do different AI things. But maybe you just focus on, okay, I'm going to stick with, let's say, ChatGPT, or I'm going to stick with this particular, whether it's X, Grok, or whatever, and help me clarify some things in that regard. So now I've eliminated some of the older other distractions to be able to actually grow. All right? So that is number two of this particular myth.
Hey, we'll get right back to our episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about something that will change your life when you choose to attend. And what I'm referring to is our Get a Life Getaway. This is a 3-day immersive training that Peter and I teach, and we walk you through the blueprint of how to create the detailed plan for the life you've always dreamed about. Peter, tell them what the event's like.
Yeah, so it is very personalized to you. You get to work on your own life. You let go of all the past hurts, and you actually get to create your life vision, create the life that you truly want. So how would they go about doing that, Bojo?
Dude, go to lifeinair.com, and you will see a tab for upcoming events. Click on the link. You'll read a description of the event, and then we will see you at the event itself. We do these all over the country. We do several per year, also virtually as well. And we would love to be there and walk you through this process to help you create the dream life you've always wanted. Let's get back to the episode.
Number three is, and I see this in events a lot of times, and we have big discussions in that at the event, at the Gear Life Giveaway events that we do around the country, and is the idea of debt, D-E-B-T. I know my accent sometimes doesn't make it very clear, okay? So, debt. And I feel like there's good debt and there's bad debt, right? Especially if you're a real estate investor, you probably look from the perspective of leverage, someone else's debt and things like that. But what I do want to talk about is most of the time the bad, the consumer debt that literally will actually help in not help you live the life and not help you grow the business. Because what ends up happening is that, you know, it's so accessible. Right? In today's world, you can get yourself credit cards or whatever it might be that you go after it and you utilize it because suppose it's going to help you. But in the end, what ends up happening, I think a lot of times it limits our creativity. What I mean by that is this. If I were to say that I am not able to use that particular type of debt, then how else would I need to make decisions on this particular challenge that I have in my life right now? And that requires creativity. That requires stepping out of the comfort zone. That requires doing some other things that wouldn't, you know, have me go into this quickly, little, you know, just putting on a credit card or whatever it might be. So that aspect, I think, is actually limiting us in growth, in creativity. Not that you can't use certain types of that, because think about it this way. We have people in Life on Air who are real estate investors, and they go and use private money lenders. So is there something wrong with it? Well, it's up to you. It's up to your vision if that is something that you want to utilize, right? So if that's up to your vision and you're good with sleeping at night and all those kinds of things, go for it, right? But the point I'm making is that a lot of times that conversation actually limits your ability to be creative, to grow, and step out of your comfort zone. So if that thing is limiting you in that regard, I want you to consider that. Start playing the game in your own head about being creative, about, you know, if I couldn't use that, how else would I be operating in my life? And the thing is, I think, you know, a lot of the industries have literally made it so easy for us to be able to rely on that a lot of the creativity starts to going out. I keep mentioning the word creativity because I think that is so important, so powerful in businesses to be able to go and grow in life. And that, by the way, here's what I want you to consider. I talked to you about three different myths that business owners deal with, but every single one of these can be used in your own personal life as well. So think about it. The ability of, I have to do everything myself, that can be used in your personal life. That can be used in your marriage. That can be used with your kids. That can be used in parenting. That can be used in, you know, spirituality. You know, that could be used in all kinds of different areas, that it's not about, you know, doing it myself. It's how do I bring other people into the fold, right? Same thing, working hard, not smart. Same exact conversation when it comes to your own personal life. If you're doing everything your own, you know, your own self outside of the business, guess what? You're the common denominator. It's going to transfer over from one area to another. So start looking from that perspective and start looking for those limiting beliefs that are happening in your own entire life. So I'm going to finish up this podcast with this particular topic, and I want you to consider thinking about this. These are the three myths that I've discovered for myself. By the way, there's a whole bunch of other ones that I don't want to stretch out this podcast for going for too long, but think about this. These myths are limiting beliefs that someone at some point have told us in our lives that ended up teaching us how we go about doing something in life. So we learn this from somebody or something, whether it's society, whether it's teachers, whether it's parents, whoever it might be growing up, right? If you know this, my own shares that I just talked about, a lot of my influence was my uncle and my aunt. And granted, they were amazing. They did so many great things for me, but inadvertently, not because they did it on purpose or not, some of the beliefs, and it's, they were put on me, but I agreed and I learned to operate from that perspective. And what ended up happening, the first part of my life didn't help me at all because I was working hard and not smart. I was doing everything myself, and all the distractions and everything was coming with it. So the point I'm making is this. Think about, what are some of the beliefs that you have, or some of the values that you are using in your own life that are not helping you anymore, or not helping you as well as you would like them to? And start jotting them down, start writing them down. What are some of those beliefs about society, about people, about men, women, different groups, different, business, about employees, about contractors? If you're a real estate investor, what are some of your beliefs about contractors? All kinds of different areas, about your spouse, about your kids, about specific kids, or whatever it might be. Start writing those different beliefs that you have and start questioning them. Get curious about them. I want you to start actually asking whether or not, you know, this belief, is it really, really true? Or is it something that I've learned over time? And then start writing something down that you would want to embody. and you'd want to start to believe, and you take the first step into going into believing this thing. I will tell you this, that when you start to intentionally start looking at your life, being aware of what's going on with you, being aware of your life, what you end up doing is you're going to start to transforming that life day by day, moment by moment. And in a, if you do the just one thing every single day, guess what? 365 days in a year. And you can be a completely different person in months and years just by being aware and looking for, was this a myth? Is this a limiting belief? Or is this something that truly is going to help me in my life? So, and then obviously when you surround yourself with people that help you put those different right beliefs that are going to help you. That's why we have a community. You can find us on Facebook, Life on Air group. We have one up there. You can go on there, join us. It's free for you to join and look from the perspective of, you know, how can you help me? And if you ever want to come on one of our events, we'd love to go and check them out. You can go to lifeonair.com and find all the different events that we have going on throughout the year. This year, we have still a couple of different events that we're doing, Gear Life Giveaway and the Business Builder we're doing later in the year, so you can check them out. And without further ado, thank you. Leave a review on the particular episode. Let me know. Maybe you have some different myths that you have grown up with that have now no longer serve you. And share with the other people how that have helped you. So this is Paul Spieder. Hope you enjoyed this particular episode. And I'll see you next week on the next episode of the Life in Our Show.